2014, 2015, Suva City Council stopped us from putting any cremated ash in the Foso area, which was a practice before for the members of the Central Division. Likewise, there was also in other parts of Fiji, our followers had a very hard time in trying to discriminate the leftover of the ashes into the seas as it is required according to our ritual.
What was the problem with the Suva City Council and putting people's ashes in the sea at that time?
Well, I think they were right also, because there were some bones and other parts were found, not ashes. So that was the reason why, because it's the area where public come. So we took that as the fault from our priest who could not get those things into ash form before cremation. So we taught them how to do that, and still it was difficult. And then we requested government to allocate a place where we could peacefully do those rituals.
If they weren't able to cremate people after 2014, or between 2014 and now, what did people do?
Now, all our priests know what to do and what has to be taken into the final ritual that has to be given into the sea, so that the environment and the people who use sea are not being affected. So that is quite clear now, and people know what are the things that we have to put. The good point was that our request that was put forward to the government, and it is for the first time in 139 years of our arrival in this country by our ancestors and us, the fifth and sixth generation of the indigenous laborers. Now we are Fijians. That government has allocated place for us in Vatuanga, and one is also being constructed in Nausori, taking to the consideration of the large number of population that is around in Central Division.
Before you had this funeral rites facility at Vatuanga, what did people do? How were funeral rites carried out before this?
Well, when we were not having anywhere to do, some people used to just dig a place into the cemeteries and then put those things there. And then, you know, it was a bit hard, and I don't like to go back onto that, because remembering that is quite hurtful, because some of our priests and the people who were doing that were confronted by various elements who had their right to confront, and we had nowhere to go. And then our request went to the government, and they have taken it to their ears, which is something that we are very, very appreciative of.
Why is it important in the Hindu and Sikh religions to cremate people after burial, and why is it important to put the ashes into the water, into the ocean, into rivers?
It is quite important to cremate. That is what we do. But people do have choice also to bury. Majority of people cremate, and after cremating, the final thing, after doing the final havan, which is called a yaj, which is called a puja, near the sea, and then these ashes are sort of put in the sea, the land thing goes into land, air when you cremate goes into the air, and the water thing has to go into the sea. That is how we have to just return those things from which our body has been made.